This is the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Dan Goldberg reports in Politico New York that Representative John Faso says he is waiting for the Senate to vote on the latest plan to cut health care and taxes for millions of Americans before he decides. Quote, I have serious questions about how that would play in New York State, Faso said at an unrelated press conference in Albany September 19th. Quote, I'm concerned about some aspects of it, but candidly, I haven't looked at it in depth for the last few months. Let's see what the Senate does before I speak more definitively about it, end quote. The Center for Budget and Policy Priorities estimates $19 billion in Medicaid cuts in New York. Quote, I don't know where those numbers came from, but I'm very troubled by that approach, Faso said. Quote, what it really is doing is it's attempting to rejigger the Medicaid allocation now, and I think would be a fairly severe shock to our healthcare system. But again, I want to see the written analysis and not just rely on what someone says in the newspaper, end quote. Read the full story at Politico New York. H. Rose Schneider reports in the Altamont Enterprise that the closing of the Rensselaerville Volunteer Ambulance is costing other towns in southern Albany County, as the county added an emergency medical technician in an ambulance and a paramedic in a mobile vehicle locally. Quote, we didn't ask for the EMT and the ambulance, it was put here. Nobody told us, nobody asked us. It was just put here, end quote, said Deborah Mackey, co-captain of Westerlo Volunteer Ambulance. So $20,000 to the Albany County Sheriff's Emergency Medical Services has been added to Westerlo's budget. The town will have to pay $40,000 more in 2019 and $80,000 more by 2022. Byrne starts by paying $17,000 more, and Rensselaerville adds $60,000 in costs to their budget. Read the full story in the Altamont Enterprise. Jesse McKinley reports in the New York Times that in 2013, Governor Andrew Cuomo signed a law allowing 7 new casinos in New York. The WGXC listening area lost out on winning one of those casinos, but perhaps lost is the wrong word. The 2 casinos that opened in the state in February have not done as well as projections, according to the New York State Gaming Commission. Lee Park, a spokesman for the Gaming Commission, said it was, quote, much too early to make any judgment on gaming performance. It is entirely premature to give credence to any analysis of how well the casinos are operating, end quote. Colin A. Mansfield, a gaming analyst with Fitch Ratings, said that early numbers coming from the Rivers and Del Lago casinos were, quote, not overly impressive. Usually when a new original property opens, the first couple months are usually the strongest, end quote. New competition is coming soon, too, from casinos in Massachusetts, Connecticut, and the Southern Catskills. Read the full story in the New York Times. Marianne Schmidt reports in the Columbia paper that Valencia took a step to becoming a clean energy community. At a September 12th vote from the Valencia Village Board, the board adopted an energy benchmarking policy for certain municipal buildings in the village. If Valencia gets the designation, the village would qualify to apply for grants from the New York State Clean Energy Communities Program. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. And the Greenville Pioneer has a public notice from the Burn Knox Westerlo School District that they are holding an election November 2nd, 5 days before general local elections. There are 2 propositions on the ballot, both major reconstruction projects. The first proposition, if approved, would allow the board to raise taxes to cover $12,800,000 in spending. The second proposition is only in play if the first is approved, and it would allow the board to raise $5 million more for the construction project. Voting is from 6 to 8 p.m. on November 2nd. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.